Thanks so much for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to give you some more tips on moving investment real estate.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We've been talking about moving real estate, making a sale in 2021. Let's say you've got some commercial real estate of some sort and you're going to move it. Let's talk about how to be prepared to successfully move it in a timely manner when you get the realtor on board.
Now, you mentioned the term move it. That means to sell it and use the funds productively to continue on with your building of an estate that would support your retirement and your kids if you wanted to ruin them.
Spoil them.
Please.
Yeah. Bob, a question. We didn't talk about 1031 exchange. When should you have the conversation with an exchange officer about how to do that process?
First of all, there's a number of sources where if you wanted to study, you could go on to my website as an example, www.1031guru.com, and I've got all of the rules of the exchange. I've got a bunch of videos of how it works and so forth, so you can pick my brain without me even knowing it. That's assuming I have the brain at the moment. And another resource certainly would be to call, for instance, Megan McMahon at Cascade Exchange Services and ask the questions. They will counsel you for free.
Do this before you move real estate was what I'm really think is important here, before you even intend to move real estate, because every motion along the way is unforgiving. Once you've done it incorrectly, the IRS will not say, oh, you can do do-overs here.
Yeah, there's no do-overs in this game. That is unless there's some type of a federal COVID lockdown, and then they did extend some time, but I don't think we're going to see that anymore.
Let's talk about the property itself. What do you need in documentation when you're going into a sale of a commercial property?
Well, look at it this way. The property is being offered for sale and the buyer is going to be buying the property, but they also want to see the lease, the thing that binds a tenant to paying rent that causes the property to have value. So you want to evaluate the property, you want to evaluate the lease itself, and then ask for the historic performance of that property. For instance, if it's an individual, ask for their Schedule E out of their tax return. If it's a limited liability company, an LLC, ask for their Form 8825.
I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.